Pawleys Island in South Carolina taking a hard hit from Hurricane Ian. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The storm downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone as it continued into North Carolina. Fox's Molly Line reports from Pawleys Island.
This island is about 4 miles long, and in places it's only about a house wide. An incredible amount of damage done to the homes in this area. There's a lot of sand on the streets. We've watched utility crews coming onto the island. Residents have been allowed to return and allowed to take a look at the damage. But the pictures during the height of the storm, watching that intense water come in and flood the area, pets, people taken away to safety, and today they're really just working to get things back to normal.
A pier on Pawleys Island collapsed, the police department posting an image of the pier floating south. Hurricane Ian making two Category 4 landfalls and one Category 1. Florida and South Carolina receiving federal aid.
President Biden has declared disasters in Florida, South Carolina, and now North Carolina. What that does, it frees up a whole host of federal resources. You're talking about help with search and rescue. You're talking about mobile cell phone towers. Also have crews that go in with the Army Corps of Engineers to see if infrastructure is okay, bridges and roadways, things like that.
Fox's Rich Edson reporting from the White House. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says 3.7 million meals and 3.5 million liters of water were staged in Alabama to be ready for distribution to those in need. Russian President Vladimir Putin announcing Friday four territories of Ukraine now are part of Russia.
That territory, Vladimir Putin insists, is now and forever will be Russian.
I want Kyiv to listen to me. Kyiv and its real masters in the West. All people living in Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia became our citizens forever.
Meanwhile, President Biden is pushing back on Putin's proclamation.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A shooting proves fatal at a high school football game.
A shooting at a high school homecoming football game leaves one dead and one wounded. It happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Friday night at the McLean High School for Science and Technology. Both victims were just 17 years old. Arriving officers from the Tulsa PD report that one victim, a male, was pronounced dead at the scene. The other was rushed to the hospital and is in stable condition. Police searched the surrounding neighborhood but failed to find the suspected shooter, who is also believed to be 17. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Another high school football team in Santa Clarita, California is told to stop flying a pro-police thin blue line flag. Fox's Christina Coleman.
It's a tradition for football players at Saugus High School to run onto the field with the American flag and the Blue Lives Matter flag as a tribute to law enforcement. However, there have been some complaints that the black, white, and blue flag is divisive. So the district decided that the football team will no longer be allowed to run onto the field with the flag. The superintendent says the district does support law enforcement.
In a statement, the coach indicating it might not be right for a possibly divisive flag to represent the entire team. The decision comes 3 years after law enforcement responded to a deadly shooting at the school. The British royal family is under fire for not waiving admission fees for mourners who want to visit Queen Elizabeth's grave at Windsor Castle. Fox's Chris DeMeo.
If you want to pay your respects at the Queen's gravesite, you'll have to fork over about $30. A few visitors outraged by that. The gravesite ticket price, however, not keeping people away. Long lines were spotted at the castle following its reopening on Thursday. Queen Elizabeth was laid to rest last week at the King George VI Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle. That castle is usually open 5 days a week, but was temporarily closed after her death 3 weeks ago.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.